Saga Egmont presents The Quiet Ones by Teresa Talbot, read by Kathleen McCarran. Prologue. You don't know who I am, do you? There wasn't a hint of recognition. It seemed to take him a moment or two to realise where he was. His heels kicked against the floor, but he was too weak to stand up, and the more he struggled, the tighter the ties dug into his flesh. Red welts forming around his wrists and ankles started to weep slightly. Those plastic ties were a godsend. He twisted his head, trying to break free from the gag around his mouth. I'm nothing to you, yet you've ruined my entire life. He was still drowsy, the sedatives taking their time to wear off. But I will mean something to you, because I'll be the last face you ever see on this planet. The gag had slipped down, settling on his chin, but it didn't matter. He was too weak to scream.
Is it money?
His voice was thick, slurred, barely a whisper.
Take whatever you want.
He forced his head up. Tears spilled onto his cheeks. At least now he was scared. That was something. The sheer effort of talking seemed to be too much for him. His head dropped to one side. It sounded as though he was saying please, but it was hard to be sure without getting right up close. It would have been better had he been more alert, fully aware of everything that was going on, but that was too risky. The house was fairly secluded, but screams could carry. A Tiffany-style lamp in the corner bounced a spectrum of colour off the blade. It was beautiful.
Please, I have a family.
You see, phrases like that really upset me. And they did, as though this were some random attack. As though the fact he had a family were news and could be used as a bargaining tool to curry some favour and get off. Shite like that might work in the courtrooms, but not here. Not in the real world. I know you have a family. I know everything about you. He closed his eyes. He at least had the decency to look ashamed as the penny dropped.
I'm sorry.
His voice little more than a whisper. No, you're not sorry. The hand round his throat stole his breath, and his eyes didn't leave the blade as it stabbed into the banister behind him. You're sorry that you got caught. There's a difference. A big fucking difference. He began to sob. Snot ran down his nose. He instinctively flicked his tongue out to lick his lips. It was sickening. His crying was starting to grate now. I'll tell you what I want from you, and it sure as hell isn't an apology.
Anything.
His eyes flickered, a desperate man being given a crumb. I want you to tell me what it's like to die. Confusion at first, then fear. It was strange how you could actually see terror in a man's eyes. He began to whimper, a wounded animal.
What?
You heard. Tell me what it's like to die. His sobs increasing as his throat tightened, every breath laboured, laced with panic.
You're mental.
Mental? You may well be right.
You're fucking crazy.
The insult fell on deaf ears. Humour me here, please. Just talk me through it. Just tell me exactly what it feels like. The fear made its way down to his groin, and the damp patch spread across the front of his trousers. His whole body trembled, violently shaking now.